The Overself's Gentle Voice. Among all the varied powers of the mind, a properly unfolded intuition is indeed one of the most priceless anyone could have. It always warns against wrong courses and often counsels the right ones. In the fully trained philosopher, intuition is the most active faculty. The discovery of the soul's existence is not a result of intellectual analysis or of emotional feeling, but of intuitive experience. The intuition comes from and leads to the Overself. The capacity for intuition is born from a long experience in bygone lives, but the psychological reality of it was always present, because the Overself was. He must educate himself to recognize the first faint beginnings of the intuitive mood and train himself to drop everything else when its onset is noticed. Promptings that come from this inner being are so faintly heard at first, however strong on their own plane, that we tend to disregard them as trivial. This is the tragedy of man. The voices that so often mislead him into pain-bringing courses, his passion, his ego, and blind intellect are loud and clement. The whisper that guides him aright and to God is timid and soft. At first, intuition is like a frail thread, almost impalpable, of which he is just faintly aware, but if he heeds it, rivets attention stubbornly to it, the visitations come more and more often. If he follows the thread to its source, the message becomes clearer, stronger, precise. Because it comes from within, it comes with its own authority. When it is the real thing, the seeker will not have to question, examine, or verify its authenticity, will not have to run to others for their appraisal of its worth or its rejection as a pseudo-intuition. He will know overwhelmingly what it is in the same way that he knows who he is. There are times when the Overself accepts no resistance, when it acts with such compelling force that the man is unable to disobey. But such happenings are special ones. The deeper mind is so close to the source of our karma that we may at times get its right guidance not only intuitively from within, but also circumstantially from without.